Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's to do with giving your body what it craves. So sometimes carbohydrates or starchy foods. Don't you do that anyway?
Yes, but I need an excuse.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever given up dieting because you're going on holiday in a month, then this is the podcast you need. With me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
You do give up a month before.
You do. And Victoria.
It's a month after you get back as well, isn't it?
I think it's a 2 month window.
Yeah. Hi.
Right, let's get our first update this week, and it's from Jo.
Into smaller size jeans this week, which is great. But you know what's weird about clothes sizes is that, like, these jeans are fairly tight on the waist, too baggy on the arse, okay on the legs, which means that my legs are a size 14, my arse is not, it's smaller, my waist is just, I mean, the jeans have stretched now, so they're fine, but I just got in. But it was better than it was a few weeks ago when I tried them on, so that's good. Also, I go on holiday, I'm at that in-between stage once after tonight's weigh-in where I'm probably not going on holiday till the weekend, so I've got the rest of this week where I'm not on holiday, but I don't have anyone to justify my weight gain or loss to. What's a girl to do? Well, and I'm out for a meal tomorrow night.
I'm on holiday officially from now, and I lost a pound. I know, just a pound. That'll have gone on by midnight. But it's a pound, right? So it's fine.
Well, well done on losing a pound.
Thank
this
you.
Week, a whole pound.
Yeah, it feels shit though now.
What do you mean? Why?
Well, because I feel like I deserve more.
How did you come to that conclusion?
Well, because you've seen what I've been eating and drinking.
No, we've seen what you've shown us you've been eating and drinking. You mentioned there that you're going out for a midweek meal.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, and this morning I said to you, oh, Jo, what did you have for your midweek meal? Thinking, oh, she's going to say chicken and salad.
No.
What did you say, Jo?
Steak and ale pie. And one of the homemade ones. You know, like with the butter pastry.
Yes.
Which I don't even know the last time I had something like that. Oh. So it was absolutely, and it was massive. It was one of those, like, we're going to all cook great home pubs. You know, it was one of those. Nice. It was belting.
Not just pastry on the top as well, like pastry on the base.
Yeah.
But Jo, you're on holiday now, so it's holiday. Fine.
Exactly right, Victoria. Woo! Yes. I'm in holiday mode. So I had pastry. It was beautiful.
Oh,
I mean, it's still wedged halfway in my stomach. I still feel it's there. Because I've not had something like this for such a long time. I can really feel.
You've had actual food.
Yeah, I've had actual food.
Can you feel it there? Because you've got those size 14 jeans on and you're feeling everything at the minute.
These are my 16 ones that I've gotten on today.
Yeah.
The 14 ones are...
Your legs are tiny. There's no way your legs are a size 14. They must be smaller than that.
You're my favourite. You might get slimmer in the week. but no, it's from under the bust to just above the hips is like an explosion. So it's like, oh, where's all that come from? I feel like it's like, whoa, that's a weird
And you've squeezed
shape.
So you squeezed it up in the jeans?
I've squeezed it into, yeah. I got mid-risers though.
Oh, that's
I get the mid-rise, yeah. Which probably is probably a cheat, but yeah. I get the mid-rise.
Oh, I get high-waisted. I go all in. I want, I want to be sucked
just
in.
Tuck
yeah.
it in, yeah. Tuck it yeah. in.
I mean, I don't even know what size I'd be in a high-waisted jean.
I'm saying jean is more likely a jegging because I need that elasticated waistband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is what I was going to say. I feel like there is a happy medium in a jean, and that is a jegging. You don't have yes. to go for the leggings jeggings, which have got the like elasticated waist. You can get jeggings that look like jeans from yep, River yep. Island. I think they're called Molly jeans, and I'm a big fan of those.
Interesting.
Because they are elasticated, and they fit you in all the right places. And it's still technically a jean. So it's you probably get into a size 12
oh,
Molly.
Oh, I love
from
the
River
Molly.
Island.
We had a message from somebody saying, I know exactly what you mean. I once said out loud, do the designers of jeans, have they ever seen a woman's body? Yeah, that is how I feel.
It is
I go
so true.
For the skinny leg.
Yeah.
Because I still think I'm young. So, obvs. I go for the skinny leg.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, it's not proportion-wise. It's fucked.
I think as well, it's always really hard because it is a case of like not one size fits all because we do have completely different body shapes, like everybody does. So even if you pick a size 14 pair of jeans, it's going to look completely different from one person to the next.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Have you ever seen those articles where they just show you like in a bikini or underwear or whatever, five different women and you look at them, they go, right, what dress size are they? Blah, 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 blah. And you look at them all, they all look totally different and they all weigh exactly the same.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They all weigh the same, so they're all different. But because their bodies are shaped differently,
yeah, and they're
all totally different.
And have heavier yeah. skeletons.
I
struggled with this when I was growing up because my best friend, so I'm only 5'3" and my best friend's 5'9". So she was obviously taller than me and she was a lot slimmer than me, but I used to be quite slim at one point in my life. Mm-hmm. And it always used to throw me because like she would always weigh more, but she'd look skinnier. And I couldn't like quite, you know, get my head around the fact that I didn't look as skinny as her, but weighed less.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
Because she's taller. But you know, when you're younger, you don't quite get your head around that.
We're not going to go back to stop weighing and say we're going to start bringing out the Secret World of Swimming Club's tape measure.
Yes, we need one.
I'm still keen. I am still keen.
Right, plans for holiday then? Because this is it now for 2 weeks.
Yeah. As we speak this morning, obviously I had the pie last night, yeah. Which was amazing. This morning, I've just had a slimming shake. That's all I've had. So today, it's all looking good.
So far.
Yep. This lunchtime that we speak. I'm trying to do my best until Friday night. Oh, hang on. This all changed.
This is what I mean. When does the holiday begin?
We've got Zoom on Thursday, though, so you might as well start then.
I might as well have a drink then.
Yeah.
Okay, till Thursday night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Or tonight, if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Just start now, Jo. You're on holiday. Come on.
I know, but I'm doing, hopefully, COVID allowing, I'm doing my first ever all-inclusive.
Wow.
Which won't be food. It's the booze.
I'm excited for the game.
Yeah.
The holiday game. You promised us when you came back from America.
I'm still not over that, by the way, guys.
You promised us a game and you lost weight. And you did come back with what could have been COVID.
I know, but this, the thing about in America, I was walking, we went to Disney, didn't we?
Yes.
So we walked all day.
Yeah, you won't be doing any exercise now.
No, I'm going to be sat. I'm going to sit. With booze in my hand
nice.
For 7 days.
This so is literally jealous. My weekend. That is every weekend I sit with booze in my hand.
Yeah, so my mid-body explosion that I've currently got will be bigger. That is a guarantee.
Do you know what? This is great because I'm not going to be doing great for the next few weeks. So there's actually a chance you could put on more than me and this makes me feel very happy.
Well, I'm always happy to compete.
Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's coming from Carolina, and she says, a really painful but true excuse of the week. My ortho, as in orthodontist, drilled not one, but two metal pins into my mandible today and instructed me to go on an ice cream diet for a couple of days.
Nice.
She's a doctor. Who am I to argue, right?
I never argue with the
that
doctor.
That literally makes me feel sick. Oh, the thought of like drilling. No, yeah.
What you'd have to do, though, Carolina, is, you know, melt down the mint magnum. slightly because you don't want to be biting into it. Melt it, let it melt, give it half an hour and then get it straight down you.
But when you listen to a doctor, how did that go for you, Joe? The doctor diet? No? Yes.
Which doctor diet? Because okay. Somebody said to me, somebody mentioned, and I thought they were being serious. Somebody said, Joe, have you tried the doctor, is it Oetker? And I was like, oh, what's this? And
they were like, the pastry and shit.
They were like, no, that's, yes. I was like, oh, okay, falling for another one.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I know, I fell for it.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join in our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes. We do tutorial videos on there, an exclusive sticker when you join, and also access to our Zoom meetings, the next one of which is this evening. There are more prizes to be won, and that £100 that Joe has in an envelope is still in an envelope and will be won tonight. So you can search for us on the Patreon app, or you can go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, before we move on to our next Wayne, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook so they can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
So we've heard from Erin Coltman, and she says, I've only discovered the podcast in the last couple of months and I'm up to January 2020. It's like watching a horror film. You were all talking about how 2020 is going to be your year, talking about holidays, and I know what's to come. I'm listening daily to find out how lockdown is going to affect you all.
Do you know what? I've not even thought about that. There was so much chat last year about that first holiday that I'd booked in a decade. Oh my God.
Oh, don't think about it. Because we're not going to
end. How we're not going to end the year heavier than we are now.
Woo!
I mean, that is definitely going to be the case for at least one of us.
I know it. Two of us. So. Come on. Well, hang on a second. Last year, who ended up heavier than the year before? Just me.
Just you.
Yeah, just you. I got slimmer of the year though. So just want
to say that. Good to point that out. It's very great to point that out.
Steph Howell says, anyone heard of the starch solution by Dr. John McDougall? Oh, another doctor.
Excellent.
Stumbled across it on YouTube. Been around for a while, according to research. And then Mel Cooper replied, it had me at carbs.
I've not even looked into this. So doctor endorsed diet alert.
I had a look at this, and it's to do with giving your body what it craves. So sometimes carbohydrates or starchy foods is what you crave and what you need.
Victoria, so, are you in, darling?
I'm in. This is me.
Don't you do that anyway?
Yes, but I need an excuse. If a doctor recommends it, it's fine.
Yes.
But also what you're craving, Victoria, if you are craving rum, that is alcoholism. That isn't necessarily anything to do with Dr. John McDougall.
Are you saying a doctor doesn't endorse that? Eva Andreeva says, I have a Fitbit, a Xiaomi Mi Band, a Garmin Fit, and my current wearable Garmin Vivo Active 4S.
How many arms has she got?
But for some reason, I'm not losing weight. The more gadgets you get, the more weight you're supposed to lose, right? Must be my age.
No, I think that the amount of gadgets you're wearing, if you're wearing weighing longer, her down. Are weighing her down.
I love the fact that if one exercise gadget doesn't work, buy another.
Alexandria Fox says, ladies, I've just looked at two latte mixes. The skinny latte is lower in fat but higher in calories and sugar. Full fat latte it is then.
Yeah, they do say that full fat is actually better for you than no fat.
Who's they? Certainly not Margaret Miles Bramwell, whatever her name is.
Dr. Michael Mosley.
It's too many messages about everything, about what you can have and not have. And I do think you should have what you want.
Yep, let's find out later if that's worked for Victoria this week.
So Marge says, just to let you know, I've had my whoosh.
Hey!
Been on the Fast 800 for 3 weeks, lost 4 pounds, then 3.5 pounds. I've now lost 5.5 pounds this week. My Slimming World leader wanted to know my secret. I said, weigh and measure.
Of course, absolutely, 100%.
How much is that in 3 weeks then? 7, 12, 13 pounds in 3 weeks.
This is how I know I can get to 2 stones before Christmas. Because I'm going to start that 3 weeks before.
So 2 stone till Christmas then. Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to say that we're going to have that as the last podcast before Christmas. So are we still up for doing 2 stone before Christmas?
Yeah. Oh, just because you'll do it. That's why.
So the current scores of the Doors,
then. She's flicking her hair, Victoria, let me just tell you.
I'm just going to tell you, basically, this is 12 weeks away. So the deadline for this is the 17th of December.
I remember when it was 25 weeks away, so this is scary.
Okay. So, Joe, let's do Joe last. Victoria, you have got £1,007.5 to lose in 12 weeks. And you're going on holiday in the next week. Me, I've got just £1 in a pound to go. So
ahead of you then.
There we go. Joe, £2 to Christmas.
Yes, how much?
Victoria, do you want to know how much?
I do, yeah, tell me.
Joe has got to lose £2,004.5.
So let's not work out how many pounds a week that will be. Can we work that out for the when I get back from holiday? Because that's when I'm restarting.
£32. £32. Is that right?
£2,004.5. What is that?
£32.5
to go in 12 weeks.
I don't even understand.
Hold on, let me get my calculator. 32.5 divided by 12. Yeah. You've got to lose £2.7 a week.
So about £3 a week, Joe.
Easy.
because that's going well so far for you.
Because when you're on it, guys, you're on it, and I will be. Shitting hell. Margaret Daly says, is there a mushroom gate row brewing amongst the Fast 800 community? Lots of annoyance that mushrooms are no longer on the free list. Quite a few, I lost weight eating them, so I will continue to consider them free, type comments. This is Shades of Slimming World and Mullergate. Remember when Muller's suddenly, Muller lights went free?
That was just over a year ago that happened, by the way.
It's in our calendars.
My Facebook memories.
But you know, with the Fast 800 with mushrooms, there's loads of dishes that they do that have mushrooms in it, like the mushroom top pizzas, for example.
There's mushroom cream of mushroom soup that I've had.
Take it out.
There's all sorts
of
stuff.
Tear it out of the book. Get your books, girls.
Also, free food list. I'm confused. Like, I never saw a free food list on the Fast 800.
Yeah, but there are a lot of veg you don't count the calories.
The greens. Anything green. Mushrooms aren't green.
Back to Margaret Daly. She clearly knows. So you've been doing it wrong?
For 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, I have lost about 30 pounds of shit, so anyway.
Well, think what you could have lost if you'd been ramming mushrooms, don't you?
It's all those fucking mushrooms I ate last week. Right, everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker to show off at your next group, if and when you go back, just to get in touch with us with your name and address. Right, let's get another update, and it's from Victoria.
I'm going to be completely honest. I have had a bad week, and I'm putting that down to the fact that it has been Star Week, and a particularly bad one, to the point where it just wiped me out all weekend, and I spent all of yesterday in bed. So when I have eaten, it hasn't been great. It's basically been what I fancied. I did eat an entire loaf of sourdough bread and a whole pot of hummus, which was great. I feel absolutely fine today. So the damage that I've done is starting to sink in slightly. And as I'm away next week, I know that I won't have pulled it back either. So yeah, I think the next couple of weeks are going to be quite hard. But I've lost nearly 4 stone already. I'm not going to put all that back on, so it's fine. I'll pull it back, guys, because I always do. 2 stone for Christmas. So, as expected, and not surprised in the slightest, I have put on this week, and I've put on £3, which is pretty bloody good going. Obviously, I'm going to throw a couple of excuses in there because it can't all just be down to the fact that I've just eaten what I wanted. Leader scales, throw that in there, different group, and the fact it's Star Week, and I do feel really bloated. It is definitely a thing.
Can we just address the fact that what's been left out of this update here is that Victoria didn't go to her regular group this week. Victoria, in fact, weighed in at a morning group this week.
Oh!
And we all know that when you weigh in a morning, you weigh at least half a stone lighter than you do. So I think Victoria, you've gained 10 pounds this week, not three.
Say, at least.
Even then, I think I've probably got away lightly.
Really, let's discuss the whole loaf. because that's really the thing that sticks out for me.
It was great.
I bet it was.
So I ended up staying at my parents on Friday night, and my dad wasn't very well on Saturday morning. So mum went to do the food shop, and I thought, oh, okay, I'll go and keep her company. And I thought, oh, this is a great excuse to literally just pile what I want in the trolley and I don't have to pay for it. So that's exactly what I did. So I picked up a loaf of sourdough bread, a pot of hummus, I picked up olives and cheeses, and I literally just gave myself an antipasti platter and just grazed through it, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
So good.
How did you feel the day after? Because as we know, I'm sat here with a whole pie inside me. Jo's got birth.
It wasn't in one day. I did spread it over the Saturday, Sunday and Monday. So,
oh, I had images of it being one sitting.
Just ramming a loaf in.
it was good. But yeah, I have felt bad over the past few days. Like, I am absolutely fine now, but it's definitely a thing. And I just think, you know, fuck it, who cares?
So I was going to say, Victoria, what have you done since weighing then, if you felt bad about it for 2 days?
Well, I went out for lunch yesterday with my best friend.
What did you have?
What did I have? Burger and chips. Well, I just thought, right, I'm going away on Friday morning.
Yeah, you're on holiday now.
I've got another date today. And obviously we've got Zoom tomorrow. So I just think, what's the point, guys? Yeah. I might as well start my holiday the day I get weighed. So I have to.
It's fine. Just don't bother.
No.
Don't try. It's fine.
No, I know. So I've got all of like next week off plan as well. Oh, God. I'm dreading the first weighing back. But I think what I'm going to do, I think I've decided that the days that I don't have anything going on that I can just, you know, potter about and do what I need to do, I'm going to do the fast 800. And then the days that I'm out or I'm, you know, cooking for somebody else or at my parents' meet, then I will just have whatever I want. So hopefully it'll probably be a mix of like the 5-2.
Victoria, we've all tried that.
But you know what? Looking back on it, I did feel so much better in August. I really did. And I just...
Who knew that shit food makes you feel shit the day after?
I know.
Who even knew that? It's crazy. I don't know when will we learn?
No,
next year. Next year.
2021 is our year, girls.
That's our year.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on the scale. It's about building healthier habits and also feeling better about yourself. That's what you've been saying, Victoria. Yes. What's your goal? Fitting into smaller clothes?
Yes.
Just yes.
Also, numbers on scales. I feel like mine is a real combination of both.
Oh, what is mine? I don't even know what mine is.
Yeah, probably the clothes thing. And the thing is as well, I think, guys, haven't we all got into a target waist item now?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Well, we should come to that in my way, and I think.
Oh, my God.
Because a big thing happened this week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But every week on the podcast, we take nominations for our hero. This is someone who has gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public, barefaced, about their food consumption. This one's come in from SW1SW. They say, I pretend to be on the phone with my imaginary child whilst getting an extra Happy Meal to go with my large Big Mac meal.
I think I would, I mean, Happy Meal, not good enough. I think I would just pretend I was on the phone to my other half, you know, my three other halves, whilst getting the double quarter pounder.
Katie, you're the one with kids, so have you ever done that before?
Right, you never get a Happy Meal for yourself,
though. No, absolutely fucking not. If I'm going McDonald's, it's a Big Mac all the way.
That's it.
Like, it's, but my two enjoy nuggets and burger. So I have to, and they both like them, so I have to order one chicken nugget meal and then a plain hamburger, like, separately. And I always worry that the people on the till think it's for me. And it's
I don't believe you, and I'm sat right here.
Right, it's time to get our last updates of the podcast, and it's me.
So highlights last week included a massive non-scale victory. Not only did I fit into my target waist item, I wore it to work on Friday, and that was a size 16 next dress, which I bought in 2006, which predates children. I've not been great with food again, but I think I figured that out because the kids have gone back to school and I pay for them to have school dinners. So I can't be asked to cook in the evenings for myself because I'm not cooking for them. So I'm just not cooking. So I've not cooked a meal in over 2 or 3 weeks now. So maybe I need to think that again. Not that I'm not eating, because I am eating still, just not eating full meals. Although I did go out for a meal on Friday, so I did have something there, which included a burger and some carbs. So if you don't cook a meal for 3 weeks and you go out for a meal on Friday and you have burger and carbs plus a pudding, didn't mention that earlier, and the best part of a bottle of wine over the weekend, you put 2.5 pounds on. So
I love this little glimmer of old Katie just shining through.
Yeah, we liked old Katie.
Oh,
a lot.
I love it when she comes back every now and again.
Do you know what I like? Puddings. I forgot about puddings.
Yeah, you did bloody forget about puddings.
I had loaded churros from Chiquitos.
Oh God, yes.
Fuck me, they were delicious. So I had a tough decision between the banana ones and the brownie ones. So I asked if I could have brownie with some banana on the side. So she did give me both.
Banana, well done. Although we know that actually makes you lose weight.
I didn't know you could get fruit on churros.
Yeah, you can. Strawberries or bananas. But
they don't last long enough on your plate, Victoria, to bloody put fruit on. Also, you had burger and
carbs.
Why are we calling them carbs?
All right, chips.
Dare you not dare say chips out loud.
Skin on fries is what I had. Skin
like
on fries.
The food that shall not be named.
Let's just call them chips, girls.
The burger as well was like fried chicken with pulled pork in it.
Bunless.
I couldn't make any decisions. God. I was like, I want it all.
Bunless, yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, not. I mean, sure. No, crazy. Sure, why not?
How
did you feel, though, after?
Great.
I mean, what about the day after? This is why I've got that feeling.
Oh, I felt all right because I had half a bottle of wine on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. I didn't mind.
I do have to say, though, when you came into work in your target waist dress, you looked amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah, you did. It was, yeah, like that much. Did you ever cry?
No, I didn't ever cry. There was a moment where I was like, fuck, I've not even put control pants on. So, you know, like for my sister's wedding this time last year, I had all sorts on. I had the, like, the cycling shorts things.
I had a bra that held me in.
I had, like, a dress thing that held me in as well. With this, I just literally put my pants and my bra on and a pair of tights and I was in it. And I was like, shit!
Yeah, that's an amazing moment.
But all this week, we've all had target weight. We've achieved something.
Yeah, but I feel like we have achieved, but I feel like I've just got away with it. I feel like it was...
Don't put yourself down
No, but
now.
It's true. I got into them and I wasn't able to before, so that was fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do feel like since then, 2 days ago, I probably won't get into them.
Well, I mean, mine was last week, so I probably won't get in it now. But I did get in it at one point. Yeah, yeah. So.
And mine was last week, and I've put £2.5 on this week. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, for 1 week, ladies.
This has been the greatest achievement since Joe got to target weight for that 1 week.
I didn't even know Joe then, so to me it doesn't count.
Yeah. And also, so if you've not been cooking meals, I'm really interested in what on earth have you had?
I've been cooking, but like not full meals. So like I cooked a chicken one day and didn't bother with that. Just cut my arse. Yeah, just a chicken. Like the kids have it with like, you know, whatever else. So then I picked at it. So then I had a leg and a bit of something else.
Oh, so you're having bitty.
So I'm mad into stuff. At the minute. In Morrison's, you can buy this cheddar cheese that's wrapped in like Spanish ham.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Ate some of those for our meal. Had more bits of cheese. So I've been picking a lot.
You're on the Atkins diet, it sounds like.
I think you're on Atkins. Hey, I did have some pork scratchings the other day as well.
I'm in with the Atkins.
Another doctor. But even, do you know what is it today, Thursday? I've not even cooked a meal yet this week. I don't know what it is. I can't get my head back into
it. I think it's the booze, if you want me to say it out loud.
I've not had a drink since the weekend.
Okay, just checking.
But it's the prep and the plan. Like that's the bit that takes all the time and obviously the cooking as well. Maybe I'll cook a meal tonight. No, we've got Zoom tonight. Oh, tomorrow's Friday. Take it tonight. Then it's the weekend.
Now I'm not Monday. Obviously we've got an episode coming out next week, but it's a holiday special.
These are my favourite ones because we don't ever have to tell everyone how we've gone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So what are you doing?
Can we not have to reveal?
Are you going to weigh in still?
Of course I'm going to weigh in on Monday,
Victoria, are you away?
I'm away, aren't I, actually?
Oh, yeah, we're both away. Okay, well, we'll look forward to that.
You're away the week after, though, Joe, as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm away then.
Right, do you know what, though? I'm not going to tell people how I've done. But I'm going to save it up for those 2 weeks. Okay. I'll go on and say I've been to Peru.
For the return, yeah.
I wonder how they're getting on, but yeah. So I'll do
okay,
my,
fine.
So you can do your gains, and I'll do my losses.
Okay.
In that week.
Whatever.
Now it's time to move on to our least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's comes from Jodie and she says, can I please nominate my boyfriend Sam for least supportive diet partner? He was not keen on the food my parents and I had in the house, so I went to get him a pie for dinner. He also asked me to pick up some crisps and chocolate for him as he has a high metabolism. Knife is not fair.
It's not fair. When you're having to go out
and pie.
Yeah, get your own fucking pie. When you have to go out and buy theirs whilst you're sticking to plan. It's too hard.
Yeah, but when you're on it, like you don't mind that.
And yeah, I suppose
and
so,
there's a
yeah.
part of me that really enjoys watching them eat shit while I'm doing really well.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't miss that at all. That is one thing about being single that I absolutely fucking love.
Now, before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your messages at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook.
Gail Farrington says, I was listening to the podcast and it reminded me about my late grandmother. We used to go out for lunch most Fridays. One week I had salad because I was starting a diet. And when I explained I wanted to lose weight, she said, I don't know where you get it from. No one else in the family is fat. She was a good few stone heavier than me too, God bless her.
This is what my nan used to say to me. Not the nan that's still alive, I'll put that as a disclaimer. The nan who I still dearly loved, but she used to say to me, because my mum used to be really skinny, like all the way growing up throughout her 20s and stuff. My brother and sister are dead skinny. Mm. She was like, oh, you're like a kink in the system.
Oh, kink in the system!
Kink in the system. I don't know where you get it from. You're like a kink in the system.
Wow.
So thanks, nan.
My dad used to call me a space hopper.
Oh my God.
He still likes to bring that up every now and again.
Bless him.
Ruth Harney says, listening to the podcast today, I was so inspired to rejoin I fell off the wagon way before COVID and I need to get my ass in gear. I even looked up the group times in my area and made a salad for dinner. I was all for 2 stone by Christmas. Anyway, it's 9:30 at night now and that salad didn't fill me up. So my boyfriend has gone to get me chicken burger with curry and cheesy chips.
Wow. So there was just a thought there for about an hour.
That counts.
Sometimes, guys, that's all we can do.
Yes, it is.
My favourite memes that we get sent are the ones regarding salad, and it's like, I've eaten a salad, why am I not 3 stone lighter?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Because so you just feel, you feel,
yeah, you feel so angelic after
eating
it. Yeah,
you do. You suck your cheekbones in, go to the mirror.
Put a filter on Instagram.
Yeah.
Serena Jade says, I'm sat watching Lose a Stone in 21 days with a bottle of wine and a large pack of mini cheddars. Nice. The intention is obviously there, so it's okay, right?
He's got to start somewhere. Watching the TV show is a start.
Sure. Reading the diet book is a start.
Is a start.
Deciding which group to go to
is a start.
Is a start, even if you don't go. You've all got yourselves an exclusive guest who's now dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Last week, Jo, you were named Slimmer. I gave you. I awarded you.
Yes, you did, Katie. Well, Slimmer thank you. Thank you.
Oh, because Jo lost. She was the only one.
Jo was the only one on the podcast that lost last week.
Well, once, maybe, is this a new rule?
is this a new trend?
New rule? If you're the only one who loses...
No, because that means neither myself or Katie get it this week.
Okay, so Victoria, why do you deserve Slimmer of the Week? You don't? Okay, Katie.
Target waist item.
I'm throwing that in there.
Okay.
Target waist item put on this week. Also...
Oh, hold on. Wait, if you're using that, I'm using that.
I wore mine to work.
doing it in public is a big thing.
Right, fine, I'll wear it out today then. If that's how it's going to be.
If you can still get in it. I mean, I did have a pudding. I mean, but then, so if you don't give it me because I've had a pudding, then
that's just
you've
ridiculous.
Eaten a pie. You've eaten a pie this
Part
week.
Of me wants to give it to Katie Victoria because while she's on the, like gone off the rails, if I give it to her, she'll think it's an achievement and continue to be competitive and to do the competitive eating week.
I'm fully supporting the holiday weight gain here. I'm doing it with you.
Yeah, that is true. God, it's so true.
Yeah, but if she has to eat that biscuit now, she might put more than you on in that 2 weeks.
Interesting.
Just saying.
Gets it.
Yes.
Katie, you get Slimmer of the Week.
Thanks for gaining
2.5 pounds.
It is
not deserved. However, it was really slim pickings choice-wise.
The only thing that's slim on this podcast.
Oh, stop it.
Right, you may or may not agree with this. You might also want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week this week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And if you rate and review this podcast, it helps us, and those clicks of your phone will help you burn calories. So, whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.